Paul Nolte is Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvestre. Good morning, Paul. The markets seem to be reacting to President Trump's comments about Fed Chair Powell. What would happen if the president got his wish?
You don't want to know. it would be unprecedented first. My understanding is constitutionally it would be a struggle to do. He is appointed by the president, and Powell was appointed by Trump. But to remove the Fed chair is not something that is easily done and would probably wind up going through the courts. And what we saw yesterday is the markets would be further upset, both bond and stock market. So we could see a pretty large sell-off if that were to come to pass. So I think what he's left with is making a lot of public comments on social media, et cetera, and trying to put pressure on the Fed to cut rates. The risk is the Fed digs their heels in and says, you know, we're just going to leave things as they are. We're not going to cut rates and kind of thumb their nose at the president. And obviously, that's not a good thing either. Mm-hmm. So as opposed to going with their mandate of full employment and lower inflation, you do not want to see the Fed start to fight back against the president either.
We got some jobless reports over the past month, including last week, and based on those numbers and the fact that companies are not laying off employees and retail sales are still high, how do you explain that? Seems like that wouldn't be the case.
No, that's true. And I think, too, some of it is backward-looking. Some of it in retail sales were people getting ahead of the tariffs. So the biggest increase in retail sales was actually cars. But even if you strip that out, we saw some pretty good retail sales numbers. And I think some of it is the economy is continuing to do what it's always done. And it continues to grow. It continues to do well, maybe not at the pace we'd all like. So maybe things have slowed down a bit. But to this point, at least, it doesn't look as though we're heading into a recession or economic disaster. Now, that being said, if the tariffs continue on and we continue to get, you know, we're moving left today and then right tomorrow, then we're going down the middle the next day, that can continue. If that continues for a while, you will see the market struggle. You'll see corporate earnings maybe come down a little bit, and you will see, I think, the consumer struggle a little bit more. But right now, we're still early stages. We don't have a good read on what the implications are and what the impact of whatever tariffs are on today to the consumer, to businesses. But we're certainly hearing from a lot of businesses as they report earnings this week. We've got roughly a third of the S&P 500 reporting earnings this week.
Mm. Do you think the bond market is going to remain as volatile as the stock market?
That used to be the bastion of calm, cool, and collected, and it's freaking out as well. Some of it is in response to the lower dollar. Some of it is in response to the goings on between the president and the Fed, and some of it is in response to the tariffs. Money is moving overseas. Overseas investing right now is actually positive on the year while the U.S. market is down. So we're starting to see money move, and money always moves to where it's being treated the best, and it's being treated the best now outside the United States, and some of that is in higher interest rates to compensate investors, both domestically as well as globally, for the tumult that we're seeing in the U.S. economy and with the administration.
So now, will you and your fellow financial geniuses keep a close eye on the tech earnings and what the Fed governors say and the Tesla and Google numbers?
We will. I mean, you know, it's certainly the earnings season getting started last week, getting full stride this week. We do get Tesla and Google this week. Next week, we get the rest of the Magnificent Seven, if you will, except NVIDIA. Those are going to be instructive, not so much about the numbers that they post, because remember, that's first quarter, that's pre-tariff. But what we're going to be interested in hearing is, what are you seeing on the ground? How are pricing, how is pricing working for you today? What is happening to your businesses? What are the impacts of tariffs? So we're seeing some of those comments come out. American Express made comments last week that they said, you know, spending is still pretty good. So we're in 3M, you know, tariffs are going to have an impact. So we are going to be more focused on the forward look and comments from companies, more so than I think the actual earnings numbers, because, again, those are pre-tariff.
I see in your weekly newsletter you said the, and I guess you coined a new term, the tech wreck continued anew this past week. Did you just think of that?
No, I probably have stolen that from about 14 other writers at some point.
I see.
But yeah, the Mag 7 is now the Drag 7. And yeah, it is, because when you take a look at NVIDIA and Apple especially, those two have a bullseye on their back when it comes to tariffs with China. Apple does a ton of their manufacturing in China. In fact, the CEO of NVIDIA was in China trying to figure out, okay, can we make a deal outside of whatever the U.S. is doing as a country? So they're having an impact. We're starting to hear, we heard from Microsoft 3-4 months ago that they're slowing down the build-out of a lot of their data centers for AI. We're starting to hear a little bit more of that slowing down of spending on AI data centers, et cetera, from other companies. That is going to have an impact on earnings, because up to this point, they've been making huge spends between them, and that has actually boosted those earnings. So that could slow down as well. Technology is still a very large part of the S&P 500. So as technology generally goes, so goes the market.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvest. I'll let you go, Paul, so you can think up cute new names for this week's stock troubles, and we'll talk again next week.
It's going to take me a while, but thank you.
There'll be plenty to choose from.